All right, let's compare the iPhone 15 with the Galaxy S24 here in 2024. So both of these devices are almost exactly the same in size and dimensions. Very similar in weight. The iPhone 15 is just a couple of grams heavier than the S24. Build quality top-notch on both of these, made out of glass. On the front, glass on the back, and aluminum frames are very similar. Great build quality. Both of them have eSIM and eSIM technology, but the S24 also has the nano SIM card slot. So that's kind of an advantage right there. Both of them are IP68 dust and water resistant, but the iPhone 15 has it at 6 meters for 30 minutes, while the S24 is 1.5 meters for 30 minutes. Now for the display, very nice displays on both. You have a Super Retina on the iPhone, you have a LTPO AMOLED on the S24, but where it differs is the refresh rate. The iPhone 15 still has a 60 hertz basic refresh rate, pretty slow. That's the same one on the cheapest iPhone, iPhone SE. While the S24 has the updated modern standard now, almost 120 hertz. So very, very high refresh rate on the S24. Also, the brightness on these devices are going to be more on the S24. It's just gonna be a brighter display overall than the iPhone. The actual display size is similar, 6.1 inches on the iPhone 15, but a little bit bigger, 6.2 inches on the S24, and that means it has smaller bezels in general. Similar resolution as well, but the iPhone 15, although it has the dynamic island notch instead of the tiny pinhole on the S24, the S24 has the always-on display, which is only found on the iPhone Pros. Now for software, iOS 17 on the iPhone, Android 14 on the Samsung, but these devices will get several years of updates. Apple and Samsung are both going to pump these devices out with updates over the years. Chipset, A16 Bionic on the iPhone, Snapdragon 8 on the Samsung. So pretty standard, high quality, fast chipsets on both of these devices. Now for memory and internal storage, neither is these devices have a SD card slot, but internally the same at 128 gigs, 6 gigs of RAM on the iPhone, 8 gigs of RAM on the Samsung. Don't really think about the RAM too much, because iPhone is very, very efficient. So they're probably neck and neck, but I probably still give it to the iPhone in overall usage with the RAM. Now for the camera setup, you have two cameras on the back of the iPhone, while the Samsung has three. The iPhone has a 48 megapixel main camera, 12 megapixel ultra wide. Samsung, 50 megapixel main, 10 megapixel telephoto, 12 megapixel ultra wide. The iPhone shoots up to 4K, Samsung shoots up to 8K. Selfie cameras, 12 megapixel shooters on both of these devices, and they both shoot in 4K. In general, the camera system on both of these devices are good. Samsung is top notch in the Android world, but the iPhone is still considered a better camera system overall for video and cameras. The Google Pixel is probably the only phone that could take better pictures and videos than the Samsung. Neither of these devices have the headphone jack. Bluetooth 5.3 on both of these. Obviously, they have NFC for usually it's tap to pay. And one difference here now, which is actually they share it, is the charging port, USB Type-C on both of these, which is new to the iPhone line. All right, for unlocking, both of these devices have different ways of unlocking. You have Face ID on the iPhone. You have a fingerprint reader on the Samsung, which is under the display ultrasonic. Both are speedy ways to open up your device, but I prefer Face ID. The iPhone has ultra wideband too and emergency SOS as an extra feature, while Samsung's extra feature is Samsung DeX, which you connect the phone to a monitor and you can have a desktop computer like interface. Now for batteries, the iPhone has a 3350 milliamp battery and the Samsung has a slightly bigger 4000 milliamp battery. But in general, you're going to get good battery life out of both of these. But it's nowhere near like the 5000 milliamps found on either on cheaper Androids. But the efficiency of the chips actually make these phones, the battery life pretty decent for the size of the battery it has. Now for charging, both of these charge around 50% in 30 minutes. You have 15 watt wireless charging on both of these devices, and you also have reverse charging. But the iPhone is wired, the Galaxy is reverse wireless charging. And for pricing, both of these devices come in at around $800 brand new, but it's been a while since these devices have been released. And overall, you'll find the S24, you can find it for cheaper on the used market because the iPhone retains more value as time goes on. So you're gonna find a better deal on the S24. So there are a few obvious differences between these devices, but I'm going to point out the more positives on the S24. And the things that right away catch my eye are going to be the higher refresh rate on the S24. It also has the nano SIM card slot, and it also has always on display. Also, it has Samsung DeX, which is a very cool experience using it as a actual desktop. And also, for some people, 8K video might be important for them. And the fingerprint reader, that's something that certain people prefer over Face ID. On the flip side, the iPhone 15 is going to be a different experience with the dynamic island. That's a certain touch. And then also bring in USB Type-C as its charging port over the older Lightning. For a lot of people, that's going to be a game changer, although it's been on Android for a long time. I find it very useful that you could use one charger to charge your laptop, your phone, your tablets, and other devices. And if I think most people, if they have a laptop, it's USB-C, and that's pretty much a fast charger. So charging is a lot more better on iPhone nowadays. And then the last thing that I'll mention is when you want to differentiate these is the software experience. All your apps are going to be found on both of these devices, but I find it a little bit more robust on the iPhone. iOS is just more fluid, has a lot more quality apps. And if you are into content creation, the iPhone has iMovie and it takes better videos and better pictures. It has AirDrop and all that good stuff. But if you're looking to get a great deal on a phone and have a lot of those extra hardware features and stuff, then the Samsung will be better suited for you. And also you could find it for a better deal. So that's been my comparison of the iPhone 15 and the Galaxy S24.